What's up, guys? Welcome to the Social Media Entrepreneurs Podcast, teaching you how to become a full-time entrepreneur by leveraging modern social media strategies. I'm your host, Derek Vidal, and on today's episode, we are talking about the five Instagram hacks that still exist to hack the algorithm and get your post going to the moon. So these are not going to be things where you're buying fake likes or fake comments, anything like that. These are going to be legitimate things that the algorithm is based on nowadays so that you can design your content to encourage these actions. And if you can get these actions to happen, that's how you're really going to get your post to trend, because the algorithm is not based on likes and comments or even saves anymore. It's going to be based around the five things that we're going to be talking about. So this should be a very useful episode for you guys. Now, I do have an important announcement to make before we get started regarding the future of the podcast. So as you guys know, I've been coming out with new episodes every Monday and Thursday for pretty much the last 2 years here. And part of that reason why is because I have been trying to hack the podcast algorithm, which is one of the most ancient algorithms there is. There's not really a ton you can do when there's not a lot of search volume for people looking for new podcasts. If you have been debating on whether you want to start a podcast or not, let me confidently tell you there is no reason that anyone should start a podcast at this point. An audio podcast would be such a waste of time. Unless you're going on YouTube, there's absolutely no reason to start an audio podcast. The only reason you would do so is if you had a giant audience on one platform already and you could fuel your podcast. But the thing is, the number one place to get more downloads is from the app itself. All right. No matter how much I post clips of the podcast on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, people like it on that platform, but they don't say, oh man, let me leave TikTok and listen to this audio podcast. It doesn't drive plays. I've done podcast growth agencies, paid ads, review boosts, literally everything, like review boosts, and that I ask the audience to do it for an incentive so that I can get a lot more reviews, not like buying reviews or anything. But I have done everything and then some to try to get the show to grow. And I did an episode in the past where I displayed on my YouTube that you can look at my subscriber count, and it has been flatlined for the last 2 years. I still get 40,000 downloads a month, and that is the second highest that I've ever seen, which isn't even that much compared to what people pull in on YouTube. The only podcast that I've ever been on that was bigger than mine was the Product Boss podcast. And then there's actually one other podcast that has been bigger. Hala Taha's is as well. She has done a lot of growth tactics to expand that, including interview people like Matthew McConaughey. But I can promise you, from someone who owns two podcasts, that's another thing I did to try to regain some rankings. I was like, okay, what if I make another one called Instagram Marketing Pros? And then this one, Social Media Entrepreneurs, can own the social media keywords. And then obviously the other one will get the Instagram ones. And we'll see what that would do. Because back in 2019, I was gaining a couple hundred subscribers a day. It was absolutely ridiculous how many people were looking for a new podcast. Nowadays, it's not that people stop listening to podcasts, but they stopped searching for new ones. They only listen to the shows that they've been listening to for years. And that's really why my numbers have stayed the same. The only way they would go down is if I was losing a significant amount of you guys over time. So I'm pleased to say that those of you who have been listening to the show for a couple years are still here, and I really appreciate you guys. It's so flattering. I do need to make some adjustments as a business owner, especially one that has started two new e-commerce companies this year. One of them is a new original invention. I'll talk about it later once it's off the ground and selling, but I will be getting my first big order of those. I already went through the samples. Those will be coming next month. I have a new clothing company, and I also have a new agency as of last week that I realized definitely needs to be started, and I'm super excited about this niche that I picked out. I just need a little bit more validation. Otherwise, I have got my work cut out for me with a bunch of different things, and when I do podcasts every Monday and Thursday and dual purpose them on YouTube, the issue is they do great on audio, but on YouTube, unless you have a lot of intentionality behind your thumbnail and title before you even press record, and then you have a very scripted out hook and even like jokes planned, and you have the entire episode planned out to the point that you can just spit fire and go right through and not have to edit a ton. It is a struggle to crank out two episodes a week on a time crunch and have it be as best as I could have done. And on YouTube, it's either you're ranking on page one on some kind of search, or it's suggesting your video out to everyone, meaning it absolutely crushes, or it doesn't work. And I need to absolutely crush YouTube, and I've just been normal crushing it. So I need to be able to apply a little bit more focus. So what we're going to do is, there still will be two podcasts a week, but the audio will be on Monday and the video will be on Thursday. So the topics where, like even today, which will be on YouTube, you can go to the description and watch this on YouTube instead. These ones are a lot of times better to have the visual component with it. So make sure you go to the description right now, go onto my YouTube. If you still want to get two episodes a week, you're still going to get it, but one is going to be audio and then one is going to be video. I'm sick of trying to dual purpose both on each platform. But if you listen one episode back, I came out with an extra bonus episode this last Saturday, and it was mostly debuting a new offer that I have. So I'm going to talk about that briefly before we get started today, because if you really are serious about growing your business, you're not going to learn what you need to know from free podcasts. You're not going to learn. It doesn't matter whose podcast it is. And it's kind of ridiculous that I have to say it at this point. I've been teaching for over four years. And I can tell you, the only business owners who ever make it are the ones who not only just get the concept of the best investment you can make is in yourself, but actually live it. They hear opportunities for, oh, that could possibly grow my business. And then they just do it to see if it would. They don't be like, oh, let me try to save like $25. So I'm just going to give it to you straight. If you're actually serious about growing your business and you want to join my new community called Coffee with Creators, we have our first meeting on June 1st at 8:30 a.m. Mountain Time. It's 75 minutes long. If you want the full details, check that link in the description or listen one episode back if you just want the audio explanation of everything that will be happening in this group. There's a little bit more to it than just the monthly meeting, but this is your chance to connect with other entrepreneurs, do Q&A with me live. And there's a lot of other benefits to it. One of them is going to be that the algorithm hacks that I'm talking about today are going to be, we're going to do an engagement blitz period every month where we do these engagement hacks or algorithm hacks on each other's accounts. We're just going to kind of blitz. So you can be part of that if you want to. Otherwise, it's optional at the end of the meeting. But for those of you that just really want a boost in your views, here you go. Like, we're going to go onto each other's accounts and blitz at the end of each meeting and just get that extra engagement right away. But it's not just going to be like, oh, cool, I liked your post and didn't watch it, which hurts the post. Okay. All your friends that are like the post, but I don't watch your stuff are hurting your post. So that's why you really don't want untargeted followers at all. But yeah, this group is going to be the absolute shit. If you're serious about your business, it is $25 to try it out in your first month. And then if you stay in, it's $50 a month after that. You can cancel anytime. You can even cancel before your first month. And if you order by June 1st, which is the first meeting, you will get a free review of either your website, YouTube, or Instagram from me personally. So this is something that I've charged $200 for in the past. If you buy the $25 for your first month, I will go and check out any one of those accounts and spend quite a bit of time on there and give you very detailed advice. If you've never paid for personal consulting in your business, you really haven't learned anything. I can tell you that with a completely clear conscience. Of course, you're thinking, oh, well, you're going to say that because you're the one selling it. I'm also the one who's only done personal coaching myself. And every time I talk to someone from the podcast, the amount that gets translated wrong, like they'll say, yeah, I heard on your podcast to do this, so I did it. And I'm like, not your business. No, what do you, and I'm like, damn it, I have to go re-record that episode. Like, obviously not your business should do that. And there's just so many things that I'm like, for me to give examples for every type of business that listens to it is impossible. There's some tips that apply more to you and some tips that don't apply at all to you. And if you don't have the personal wisdom to know, then the podcast could fuck you up. But the deal is, guys, if you really have never gotten personal consulting for your business, especially if you have a really niche or unique product or just a unique situation with how much money you have, how much inventory, are you drop shipping it, all these things considered, I can give you better advice talking to you for 10 minutes than you could get from listening to 8 hours of my podcast. And if that's not worth $25 to you, I'm not sure why you don't value your time at freaking more than $3 an hour. So that's why it's just kind of ridiculous when I think people are like, oh, I really want to do it, but I don't know. Like, what if it's not worth it? Just try it out for $25. And if you learn one thing that doubles your views on your next post, you already paid for it. So I'm not going to talk about it more. Check out Coffee with Creators and make sure you sign up before June 1st to get that extra $200 value review. Let's get right into the episode now, though. So 5 hacks that still work on Instagram to hack the algorithm. So the first one we need to talk about is that the algorithm is by far and away is based around percentage watch time. And I don't say total watch time. So if you have a reel that gets 10 seconds played out of 10 seconds, that's 100%. If you have another reel that gets 30 seconds played out of 1 minute, that's 50%. So it won't do as well. Now, you still need to know where to divide the line. It's not all about just making reels as short as you can. You want to communicate the full value in full clarity in the shortest amount of time. So if I did a post where I really need to explain a concept in order to properly explain it and actually give people value, it's better that I spend the 35 seconds or so to record that video than it would be for me to like clip out some parts that are kind of necessary and explaining it just to make it 26 seconds. That wouldn't be valuable because the engagement that you get on posts, you're only going to get engagement if they are glad they watched your post. So maybe you'll get a lot more people, you know, watching the beginning and the watch time will be higher, but your engagement will be so low that Instagram will know the post isn't good, so it won't do well. So that's just how to know where the line is on this. But for this reason, you want to make sure that, especially if you're someone who posts like 50-second podcast clips, that every little bit of that that you can trim out and still convey the same amount of value should be trimmed out. If you are looking for a way to just get a lot more views on your next reel, which I recommend you have a strategy of, this one should do really well. I'm doing a trending audio, or I'm just literally following a trend and putting my business's message into it. Those are really good for you to still focus on. If you are a podcaster and you put out all these 40 to 1 minute clips of your podcast that don't really consistently get over 1,000 or 2,000 views, you're going to want to mix in these trends and these posts that you know are going to have a lot higher chance to get a lot of views to make sure your overall account's engagement stays high. So what you'll want to do with this knowledge is know that if you can find an 8 second, 10 second, 12 second audio where your business's message makes sense in there, there's a very good chance that that post is going to do well. And also, of course, just make sure everything's trimmed down as much as you can. If you're posting audiograms of your podcast, stop it right now. Never do that again. That audio podcast without any video does not belong on Instagram in any way, shape, or form. It's super boring. They're going to instantly skip off your post. But for that reason, things that make instant skips happen is the first major hole to plug. So if you are doing a video that has no intro at the beginning that hooks people's attention, and you get a lot of people that just instantly skip your video, they will kill your average percentage watch time more than any other factor could. The people that skip it in less than 1 second is what really kills your post. If you ever get less than 1,000 views on your post, it's because you have too many people skipping off in the first second. So the way you fix that is, of course, having a really strong hook, having a reason for people to keep watching. And that's not what this episode is about, but make sure you listen to the YouTube video on my channel called Mastering Instagram Reels for all of the in-depth advice of how to really create that hook factor and get people to watch your videos. But just know, anytime you get less than 1,000 views, there's too many people skipping off in the first second, and it's killing your average percentage watch time. So know that this is what the algorithm's based on, and that's where you should point the finger. The second algorithm tip that we're going to be talking about is audio saves. So it's not just using a trending audio, which is definitely helpful, but the other key about using a trending audio is it's trending for a reason. So a lot of other people are going to see your content and want to piggyback on it and say, oh, I want to create that reel. That's a good audio for me to use in my business. But as long as people save the audio from your reel, that is one of the biggest engagement metrics that actually boosts your post nowadays. So what I mean by this, in case it's not totally clear, someone watches your reel, they say, oh, I really like that song they used, let me click on that song, and then save that song or that audio to use at a later date. If they do that, that is one of the strongest engagement metrics that you can get. So for someone like me that is a content creator teacher, right? I give content creation tips, then I can say, make sure you save this audio and use it on your next reel. And I can get a lot of extra saves that way. For businesses that aren't teaching marketing, you have to be a little bit less, you know, direct about, make sure you save this audio for that reason. But if you can get clever and find a way to get your audience to do this, this is one of the surest ways to get more views on your reels. The third one we're going to be talking about is that shares is still the highest engagement metric that someone can give you that will give your post a boost. And it's always been this way and it always will. If you ever see information contradicting this, it's wrong. Likes, comments, saves will never be valued over shares. And I have no idea why about 2 years ago, there's this post going totally viral that was saying like saves is the most important. It was just BS. And I have no idea why everyone thought it was, you know, something share worthy, but it went everywhere and it was absolutely wrong. Why would a share not be the top engagement metric? It obviously is going to get you an extra view right away, but shareable content is the definition of viral. Viral content means that it is rapidly shared content. So if you can get people to add it to their story, or you can get them to send it to a friend, this is going to make a huge impact. Now, a trend that's been really taking off that I think is really easy for a lot of business owners to tack on their message to. An example of this is I saw someone that was a Disneyland account and it said, would you go to Disneyland with the first person who pops up when you hit share? And that's the thing. As long as they hit share, even if they don't send it after, it still helps you out. So even if you can get people to look at that list, it really helps out. Now on TikTok, the verbiage is a little bit different. People say, would you be able to do this with your first at? And that's the lingo on TikTok. On Instagram, people aren't as up with the times. So you wanna say, would you do blank with the second or third person that comes up when you hit share? The way that I did this is I said, if you opened a business with the first person who comes up when you hit share, would it work out? And that posted like over 3,000 views. It did really well. And yeah, as long as you can get people to hit that share metric and just check it out. Oh, let me see who does come up first when I hit share. Then that really still spikes the algorithm, even if they don't end up sending it to that person. But a lot of times they do send it to them because they're like, hey, looks like you came up. Do you want to go to Disneyland? And it is a conversation starter. So that's a way that you can actually turn it into a hack. But just knowing that shares are really what you're going for. The fourth tip is that profile visits is the new engagement metric that basically no one's talking about, but it absolutely helps your posts out. And then obviously when they go to your profile, they have the chance to follow you. So you'll get a lot more followers by increasing profile visits, which is the necessary thing before someone could follow you. Except for on Reels, now they do have the follow button on the Reel. But if someone sees your post and then goes over to your account, this is a big boost to your post. The reason why is because it really tells Instagram that your content is interesting. So much so that they want to check out what else do they have because I might want to follow them. And it just is a big sign to Instagram that the post is actually good, way more so than just a regular like. I saw a post the other day that had about 6 million views. And it was someone that said, time to feed the sharks. And they took a bucket of what seemed like blood, but I'm pretty sure it was just food coloring to make the water red. And then they dump it in the lake, or I guess the ocean. And that was the end of the reel. Like you don't see the sharks ever come up, but everyone watches it to the end because you got to see if the sharks come up. And when the sharks don't come up, you're left with this just curiosity of what would it look like. So you have to go over to their account and see, do they have any videos where they actually feed sharks? Because now I really want to see sharks being fed. So let me check out if they have that in their other posts. And you go over there, and yeah, I was checking out their other reels. None of them had anywhere near the views that this one had, even though nothing happened in it. But what it did is it made everyone go over to their account so that they could get their curiosity satisfied. So that's a way that you might be able to be clever about fitting it into your business. I mean, this was someone dumping blood into the water to feed sharks. So that's quite the hook, and not every market has that available. Another way you could do this is by having a part series. That's why that was so popular for a long time, where you say part one to doing this, part two, part three, part four, because if they like that one, they already know that more of that same content exists on your page, and they can check out your profile and then find it that way. So just know that if you can get people to click on your profile, maybe you find some special reason. Hey, check this out in my bio. I mean, a lot of people do that, but that's also another just very basic way to get people over to your profile, saying LinkedIn bio. As you guys know, there's not a lot of people that will take you up on that, not nearly to the level as my other examples. But as long as you know, profile visits from your post is a very strong engagement metric. You can get creative in the right direction. The fifth and final hack, and this only works on Instagram, when you do a duet on TikTok, even if that is a viral TikTok, unless it really picks up that your content is quality first, it doesn't really give it that natural boost. However, as I just did on my page, and as someone did that was interviewed on my podcast recently, we did a remix of a post that was going viral where we just sat next to it and just nodded our heads and agreed to it. And I got like 14 or 15,000 views from that one. I think he got over 100,000 on his, maybe even more. And he was a pretty small account at the time. He said he gained over 1,800 followers from that post alone. But I think it ended up being more, like 1,800 was the number when you click on that post and it says follows, but he really grew like 7,000 followers over the course of the month. And it's largely because that post made his other posts start doing well. So if you can just get this one post to start doing well, then you get all these extra profile visits, follows, and then these are people that are going to see your other posts, and then it might spike some of those older videos to start going again. So really place a lot of value on how can I get one of these posts to just go viral, even if it's not what I want to keep doing, where I just sit there and nod my head. So a remix on Instagram, for those of you that don't know, if you are looking at a post in your feed, you can click the three dots at the top right corner and then click remix, and then it will say after the video or with the video. So after would be what's called a stitch on TikTok, where a few seconds of the video plays and then you come in. Great way to do it. If you can figure out a way, awesome. Otherwise, when you do a with the video, it is similar to what is called a duet on TikTok, where that video will play on one half of the screen and then you will be on the other half of the screen, and you really don't need to do anything. You know that this post is already going viral, so the video itself will probably do very well. You sitting there just adds an extra element to it. So your watch time will be higher when you have more elements in your post. This is something I probably should have talked about with that first tip, but I'm going to talk about it now. This is why if I were to do a video where I am wearing a totally basic shirt with a white wall behind me and there's nothing else going on, I have to be spitting absolute fire for that post to do well, and the hook has to be perfect. Watch time can be naturally increased by people just needing to absorb more of your post before deciding to move on or not. So if I have a nice background, if I add like a necklace on, even if it's just like tucked in under my shirt, it still is an extra thing for their mind to focus on. It's better that I have this extra overcoat on or this overshirt like I do for those of you watching on YouTube, rather than just a blank white shirt. If you have tattoos or a hat or a piercing, anything going on in the background, you got a cat walking around, all of these things will add to your average watch time, regardless of what you're talking about, just because people will want to absorb the whole post. So that's why these remixes almost always do well, to the point that I have to call them an Instagram algorithm hack, because you can just sit there and nod your head. And if that post is going viral already, you're probably going to get at least 5,000 views on it. Now, on top of that, I don't want to just sit there and nod my head and have that be the only value that's communicated. I want to make sure that people actually learn something from me. So what I did is at the end, I put So the post was about ADHD. So in the last couple seconds, I put a call to action that said, if you want to learn how to stay more focused with ADHD, check out some tips in the caption. And then I wrote a very long caption with a bunch of tips just so that I could actually have some original value in there. And that's how you're going to get more follows from this, because only so many people will follow you if you're just sitting there nodding. But if you can give your two cents on the topic in the caption, then there's a lot more people that will say, okay, I like the value that this person's giving, so let me pay them a follow. So those are the five hacks. If you got some value, of course, make sure you're subscribed. Even more so, make sure you're subscribed on my YouTube channel, because now we will be doing an audio podcast on Mondays and a video podcast on Thursdays, and both of them will be much higher quality than before when I was doing an audio and a video on Monday and Thursday and having to kind of rush it out. Now, last thing though, guys, for those of you that love the algorithm hacks that you heard today, if you haven't heard of my new community, Coffee with Creators, that happens on the first of every month, you know, as long as it doesn't conflict with the holiday or something, every morning on the first of every month, it is a 75-minute meetup with a bunch of creators who are on the same path as you, just at a different part of it. Some will be behind you, some will be ahead of you. There will also be some people on there that have 100K plus YouTube subscribers. They're millionaires. They have extensive amount of knowledge, and we're going to learn a lot. But then at the end of every meeting, we're going to do an engagement blitz where we use these algorithm hacks on each other's accounts, which means that a bunch of people will be doing it on your post. So if you get out a post right before the meeting, and then you come and then we do the engagement blitz on it. The reason why engagement groups don't work anymore is because people didn't really figure out how to get over the old algorithm. Likes and comments, but no watch time doesn't do anything. So all those friends who follow you and like your post every time without watching it at all are doing way more damage to your content than they're helping it. This is why if you're a new business owner, the last thing you should do is, oh, let me get all my friends and family to follow me. Who cares? Their sale doesn't mean anything. If you can't get sales outside of it, then you don't have a business. So I've never cared about, oh, let me invite everyone I have ever met to follow my Facebook page. If they like your post because they like you, but then they don't watch your content because they want nothing to do with it, they are hurting your account more than they are helping it. So for that reason, we are going to do audio saves, profile visits, watch time percentage, probably not the remix one, but we'll share to a friend, or at least click the share button. We will be doing a blitz that is actually based around the existing algorithm hacks, so they should really help your post out. If even doubling or tripling your views and getting nothing else out of the program would be worth it to you, then I invite you to check out the link below for Coffee with Creators. It is $25 for your first month, and then it goes to $50 after that, assuming you stay. If you just want to try the first month, awesome. Just do $25 and you can cancel after that. You can cancel at any time. Otherwise, it's $50 to stay in there ongoing, because we're looking for serious people in there, not people that can't even invest a two-figure investment into bettering themselves. If you're broke, that's the exact reason why you should go in there. This is the group to get you on broke. Of course, it's a business write-off. But if you still have the mindset where, oh, I just need to save $25 because that's saving money, and I, even though I'm not making any money, let me just not put any investment towards the skills to make more money, the network to have so you can collaborate with bigger people, or even just get those couple tips that is what you've been dying to hear for so long in order to make the correct pivot in your business, I would hope it would be very easy for you to put together why this will make you more money than it costs. And for that reason, you saying, oh, I can't afford it right now, is just total BS. So at this point in my career, guys, I've been helping people for over 4.5 years, and I just can't help people that aren't willing to help themselves. So that's why I'm talking like this. But if you really can't fathom why this minimal investment into yourself and your network is not completely worth it, I really have no further sales pitch for you. So hope you got some value today, and I will see you soon. We'll be right back.